I was like, this is the part in the movie where they explain it for dumb people and make me try to care about this family that I don't care about. I signed up for exorcisms. I didn't sign up for their sob story.
Then just watch The Exorcism.
There is another one. Tuning in the video version compared to last episode, you'll be like, wow, the lighting is completely different for me lately. I think your lighting stays pretty consistent.
No, I didn't turn on my lights. So I got my energy bill this year, or this year, today, not yesterday for the month. Mm-hmm. And I am under the suspicion that this house has shared electric.
Oh.
Yeah, I, because it's been a very mild, August comparatively.
Compared to July, and, yeah.
Yes, and last year, I feel like, because I personally have barely ran my air conditioner. The only thing that's changed is that my new, like, lighting came in,
mm-hmm.
but they're LED, and they're not supposed to take
a ton of energy.
The only thing I'm wondering is, I wonder if like it has like Bluetooth stuff, but it's like, I'm wondering, is that really? And now I'm like, hearing, I'm like, that shouldn't be taking a whole bunch of stuff. But anyway, so my energy bill pretty much doubled to where it was like $150, and I'm like, I'm not running anything. Like, I didn't have my air conditioner running as much as it was last year,
mm-hmm.
and like nothing's really changed. I don't, like, except for plugging in these extra two lights that only run for like a couple hours when I'm live,
mm-hmm.
and so I'm like, there's no way that this should be this high.
That is suspicious.
And then I looked at it. I looked at, like, the year, and it's like a U. And it did the same thing last August as well. I legitimately thought, I'm like, did I miss a payment?
One of those, yeah.
Yeah, and then I looked back, I'm like, no, I paid it. So, there was much confusion. Wait, here's a good question. Not that I think that would be the case. What day did Charity Palooza happen on? 22nd. It could have been the day after the payment.
Oh, so then all of your time being on Charity Palooza is on this bill.
Yeah, but that still shouldn't. I don't know. I know that my refrigerator's old and like turns on every 2 minutes. But I complained about that a while ago. I also think I don't think I'm leaving this place this year. No apartment complex wants to call me back. I mentioned that to you already, I think.
Yeah, that's a shame. So yeah. I'll have to remember to remove it from the from our shared calendar so that you don't have a little bit of heartbreak when that reminder comes up.
It's all good. It's like, we'll see what happens. But I clicked something and now I lost it all. You can have it all.
Speaking of that, sorry. I just remembered something. Did you get an update from one of our guests about potential dates?
No.
Okay, because I know you sent them potential dates, but I didn't know if you heard anything back yet.
Yeah, they had to wait till September.
Oh, okay.
When September starts. Yeah, because of their new work schedule. They believe it should work,
mm-hmm.
but I'll reach out probably after Labor Day weekend.
That's fine.
Dating when we record this, because this episode is definitely coming out
after that time frame.
After that,
yeah, but yeah. That is something for people to look forward to. Guests, we've recorded one episode with a guest very early compared to its release date, but
yeah,
I realized we've been talking about this next set of stuff since January, because I was scrolling back to look for a meme that you had sent me because I got someone to. They started Hereditary, but they didn't finish it yet.
Oh, the did you find it? The one with the head?
I did not find it. I kept scrolling, and I was like, I'm pretty sure it was shortly after Halloween, and like I ended up in November, and I was like, okay, I've scrolled too far. I'm not scrolling further than this.
Hold up. This is saved in my phone somewhere.
Oh, faster.
Yeah. I will find it eventually.
Eventually. But yes, whenever you send it my way, I'll send it to them. But I had something else to say to help introduce this episode. Oh, the mention of the thing we've been waiting for several episodes has finally been set in name officially. Yes. We have, we're approaching Weirdmageddon and that portion of Gravity Falls. Thank you that for one. The meme. That one. Yes.
Hereditary. It's a gift that keeps on giving.
Yeah, we were watching it together and they had to stop and they have a half hour left. I was like, oh, this is when everything kind of like, whoop.
Yeah.
Because my friend was like, will it make sense in the end? Because like, we're like pretty far in and I'm still really confused. I was like, I think the last part she got to was she was like, the Peter hitting his head on the desk in school.
Okay, yeah, that's like
the beginning of the
literally 5 minutes before it all just
and it's interesting
that is like, oh, go ahead, sorry.
Rotten Tomatoes, the like critic score is very good, like very high. The audience score is only a 60%, and I was like, I think it's probably because of the ending.
Oh yeah, no, that ending is like
you love it or hate it because it's very gothic fiction. Mm-hmm. Is how I would put it. Or Lovecraftian, where it's very much like...
Yeah.
Or it's also kind of like Japanese horror, too, where it's... it doesn't wrap things up, but it answers your questions for the sake of the movie.
Oh, my goodness. Okay, so I started this new book. It's called... It was like... $3 when it was on sale, and it was like, it's called Convenience Store Woman.
I did read that book.
Oh my goodness, I'm like halfway through chapter one or like two thirds, and I'm like, oh my goodness. Let's make she picks up the bird and it's like, let's make dinner, and that's when I realized I wasn't like everyone else. Well, it was later, but
I thought it was a very, for me, that book was a very cool perspective and everything. Like, I appreciated, like, the character, but for me, it was fine. Like, yeah. I didn't love it. I didn't hate it. I was just like, I appreciate that it's, like, I mean, yeah, she's really autistic. And I don't think she says it explicitly, but... I've seen a lot of like discussions around it, and I think the author writes a few other books, like Convenience Store Woman is where it's someone with autism follows rules like to a T, and you can see it as the book goes on in the way that she handles her job. And then I think the author has one called Earthlings, and I believe people said the characters in that are also neurodivergent, but that one is like extremely violent. I was like, maybe I'll read that one too. But I've heard Earthlings is kind of the same as Convenience Store Women. You either are super into it or it's kind of like it doesn't stick.
Yeah. I don't know. Like for where I'm at, like I find it interesting where like just her, like I need to fit in. So what are they doing? But as I said, I'm only like partway through chapter one, so that's what I'm gonna be listening to as I drive to Ocean City later today.
Oh, fun. Right before you see the family.
Yeah, well, I'm like, I just want to finish it. I'm like,
it's pretty short, like, right?
Yeah, it's like a little over 3 hours. So I think I'm about like an hour in, so I'm like, all right, I'll finish a chunk of it and then I'll switch it, and then on the way back I'll probably finish it, and then what am I reading after that? The spear or something. Spear cuts through water or... Oh, wow. That was... Yeah. The spear cuts through water. I was right. I can remember that book that I haven't read, but I can't say hell follows through us.
With us.
With us.
Followed with us.
At least I got followed this time. I'm slowly remembering the title of that book. And then I also, but yeah, The Mountain Sings, though, that was, I did enjoy that book. It was a neat perspective. I was talking a little bit about it before we started recording last time, but yeah, it's a neat book of like the Vietnam War to Civil War into like communist Vietnam from like a Vietnamese perspective.
Mm-hmm.
From like multiple different age groups, and it's I like reading these books where she is, the author is Vietnamese, and like I think I was mentioning to Hop where it's like I feel like a lot of this is based off of or like kind of tied to maybe her own family upbringing. I didn't look into it, but it's just like the way it's written and stuff. I'm like, I could see it, or at least taken from a lot of stuff. I'll have to do a little bit more reading before I confirm that. But it's, I don't know. It's a, I enjoyed it. I think it's from taking a different perspective because it's like, I feel like as in America, you get one perspective, which is like, soldiers bad. Which it's like, yeah, in Vietnam, soldiers bad, but then it's like, a lot bad. It's like, whole half country bad.
All maybe? All I know is war is bad.
Yeah. War never changes. And we're getting a TV show.
I was, was it? Like I said, I had someone over watching movies last night. We're working through the Conjuring universe. I'm sure you're pretty familiar with at least like the mainstays. I watched one of them. Yeah. So we were watching, it's a whole connected universe with like side hauntings that like involve the family and all that stuff. So we were watching it chronologically. So chronologically, the first thing that happens is the movie The Nun.
Another Nun, yeah.
Yeah, so then we watched The Nun first, and I was just like, I'm struggling already. The Nun is, I would not recommend The Nun. The Nun has some cool effects and cool scenes and some good actors, but overall the plot and everything. But my favorite, spoiler warning, the joke I was making last night was war is bad, it unleashes a great evil, because there's a scene where, because it's set in like, there's a couple scenes of it, or I think the main part of it is in like the 50s, so then like they show a place getting bombed and things start to happen, and now it's just like, that's why war is bad, it unleashes a great evil that spans into a whole universe and has existed for so many years, like
yes, the dark universe, the universe.
Yeah, because it just, like, now that character's, like, a reoccurring character, but, like, not in the most continuous way. I believe Conjuring 2 was released first, and then they came out with the Nun movie.
Mm-hmm. Yes, because I remember this because I was this is when I watched CinemaSins, and in The Conjuring 2, there is a flashback for audio listeners, parentheses. Actually, I believe it is a flashback or a hinting of the Nun. Because, like, she shows up in Conjuring 2, I think.
She shows up a lot. Okay. Like, if I had watched that first, I would have been like, who is this? But because I watched the Nun, because we were doing chronologically and not release date, I was like, I know who this is. And then they had, like, things happening in the movie in the background, and we were like, does this make sense if you watch this as they were released? Because it's, like, a lot of the lore isn't established until The Nun. But don't worry, there's a Nun 2 coming out, in case anyone was wondering what was happening. The hardest one to get through was, we watched La Llorona last night as well. And La Llorona, it got to a point where the person I was with, we both agreed that the pacing of the movie was so slow and literally nothing was happening and we were not invested in a single character. Person I was with zoomed forward 20 minutes and we were like, we don't feel like we missed anything. There was no plot introduced. There's a new character and we were just like, eh.
Yeah, I never heard of that movie. So
The Curse of La Llorona, I believe the person I was with looked it up, and the director, even though the director worked with James Wan, who's the head of the Conjuring universe, or like was the main director for a lot of the main title Conjuring movies, was like, they worked together on it, but the director was like, it's not necessarily connected to the universe. But then there are cameos from the, like, Annabelle, which is specifically of the Conjuring universe.
Mm-hmm.
And even one of the, I think the, there's a priest in it that's in both movies. And he's the same priest. And he says, I've dealt with evil before. And they show flashbacks of the Annabelle doll, which is in the Conjuring movies.
Yeah, well, it's all from the... This is all from the files of that Exorcist couple that was really famous in the 50s.
Well, but the Exorcist couple didn't go help the La Llorona family. That's why I was confused why it was part of the universe.
Maybe the priest. They're just trying to. I don't know. Maybe it's just like, well, we have a loose connection. Let's bring it in.
Every other movie, like within this universe that was introduced, they literally start every movie with like a minute of the Exorcist family. And go, and this is why this family's relevant to this following story. And I was like, I get it. I get it.
Yeah. I don't know. I'm trying to think if I watched any of the Conjuring movies. Because, like, they never... Like, that whole style of horror doesn't, like... I don't know. It's not that it... I don't find it as interesting as other...
Don't think I like the based on a true story format is I think what I'm realizing about myself. I did the first Conjuring, I think, is a good watch because I think what the first Conjuring does well is it just does the one haunted house. So you get time to like be in the enclosed area and deal with the haunting just like the family is. Whereas I feel like a lot of the side movies since then are like, now that we've created a universe and we've created the Warren family, the Exorcist family, we want you to care about them as if they're the main characters because we want to brand them so you'll watch anything with them from here on out. And there was a point in Conjuring 2 where the person I was watching the movie with was like, are you bored? I was like, this is the part of the movie where they explain it for dumb people and make me try to care about this family that I don't care about. I signed up for exorcisms. I didn't sign up for their sob story.
Then just watch The Exorcism.
There is another one that with the two kids this time instead of one kid. I don't know if you've seen trailers for that.
No, I haven't seen really anything. It's...
I mean, you watch YouTube, and I get the trailer on YouTube all the time.
So when Firefox broke, my mod, Rick, suggested a browser, and everything just worked. And so I really haven't looked in there, but I think it has built-in ad block.
Okay.
and I'm like, it only works on YouTube because it doesn't work on Twitch because I still get tons of ads there. But I'm like, oh, okay. So, like, I haven't seen an ad on YouTube for a while. So
good for you. Because I know I'm not a big fan of like Paranormal Activity and all those, so like when they overemphasize that it's based on a true story, I'm like, okay.
I skipped through Paranormal Activity just to see the cool effects they did. I thought there was really cool low budget effects they did in that movie.
It takes a long time though.
Yeah, that's why I skipped. Skipped through
my
it.
Friends were like, this is so scary, what if this happened to me? I was like, what if you sat watching footage of yourself sleeping and someone standing above you for 6 hours? If you just sat there and watched that? And they were like, yeah, isn't that scary? I was like, no. She just stood there for, like, most of the footage and then jumped.
Yeah, it's like, in my house. I paid for it. You're dead. Get out of here. Pay rent or leave. I think there's a lot of my frustration that, starts with Marvel because everyone saw the success of Marvel and everyone's like, well, we need our own universe. And I'm like, I don't want a universe. I don't want to watch, like,
I don't know if that's five other necessarily movies. True for The Conjuring, because he also had the Insidious series that was also, I think there's four of them out now.
It's tied to it, yeah.
I don't, from my understanding, Insidious is not part of the Conjuring universe. It's just the same director and same lead actor.
I watched the first one. I don't know.
Just has Patrick Wilson as the same actor in both of them.
I don't know. I thought the best part about, I forgot the name of it. What was it? Insidious was the last, like, 20 minutes.
I didn't watch any of them because, again,
the first one, it's not terrible, but it's like some of the ghosts and paranormal stuff is like laughable. So, like, it looks like a joke when they show up. But it's like I think like the last 20 minutes of that first film is what inspired or what made everyone's like, oh my goodness, because it is like a complete tone shift and like and just everything's really creepy. But I guess I wasn't saying it for, I don't know, I wasn't necessarily speaking for that, but it's just when I hear. That's what I was thinking when you were saying, like, we need to be involved with the Exorcist family. I forgot their names already. But it's Warrens. Like, yeah, like, we need to be invested with them. And so that way we can do all their movies and make the Warren universe. And then, like, there's, like, the Marvel universe, that makes sense. I think it should end. I probably should have ended at an end game, but people be greedy for money and want to drive things into the ground.
I mean, Strider was like, I'm surprised we're doing, I forget which movie, but he was like, in the comics, isn't this, like, their superhero apocalypse
Endgame or
Infinity War
maybe? Infinity War sort of,
but I mean, yeah. He doesn't really read much Marvel.
I haven't necessarily read that one. Well, I don't know, it's, I really don't keep up with it anymore because it's an expensive hobby to get into, collecting comics, and I don't have the space for it. Go ahead.
I was gonna say comics I always find fascinating because to keep everything alive, they're like, end time for a new writer and illustrator to revive the story. And it's like, which one's canon? Which one's retcon? I can't keep up.
Yeah. So, I know in Wolverine, when they killed him in the comics, that was a bummer because, like, it was definitely a cash grab. But it was also like a huge bummer because they had this series called Wolverine and the X-Men, and Wolverine was taking Xavier's spot as the headmaster.
That would have been fun. And
it was. And it was for the first time in like years that he was having like legitimate character growth. And then just to be like, Wolverine's going to die and he's not coming back. And we're like, we all know he's coming back in like 3 to 5 years.
When the next writer is like, I have an idea. Yes.
No, they just brought him back. Like, it's like, we know what you're going to do. Like, the only person, no, because that's not even true, because they kill Jean Grey and she stays dead for a long time until in the X-Men, which this one I find, I like what they did with the story, is they go back in time to when the original X-Men were there. So Jean Grey, for people who don't know, and then we should probably start talking about Gravity Falls. it's Disney related. Jean Grey dies when she becomes the Phoenix, comes back as Dark Phoenix and dies again, and pretty much stays dead in the comics for like almost 30-ish years, I feel like. Mm-hmm. Dies in like the 80s. It feels weird to say that's 30 because in my head it's always 20. It's like that meme when it's just like, remember Final Fantasy 20 years ago? And it's like Final Fantasy 20 years ago is Final Fantasy 10, not Final Fantasy 1. And everyone's like, shut up though. They have that. And so the way they kind of bring her back is they go back in time. Like, pretty much this time anomaly happens where they go back to the original X-Men and they find out that Xavier was, like, messing with their mind to make sure that they stayed. And so they brought all five of them to like the present, and it's like they're like, okay, well, are we gonna? And so they saw like all their future selves, and then Jean Grey's just like, well, where am I? And Wolverine's like, well, I named a school after you. And it's like it's just because like at the end of that thing they're just like, all right, well, we have to send you back. And like I think everybody goes back but Jean Grey, and she's like, we're not going back. Or no, I think she's like, no, we're not all going back because Xavier's gonna know what's going on and then just erase our minds, and then we're just gonna go back to how we were. Like, we're staying here. And so that's sort of how they bring her back in. And then it's like just the fact you jumped 50 years into the future. Kind of, it's like another Captain America thing where it's like culture different. And it's like, yeah, it is. But,
I do like, have you watched The Boys yet?
I was just talking about this with one of the guys at work. I watched like two episodes. I don't know why I can't get into that show. It's,
I
you know
think
what? Is
the
that.
I wonder if the satire doesn't stick the same given how fast politics has been moving lately. Because I do know a lot of the boys' satire is kind of like, I mean, it's still you, I guess it's if you weren't of an age to live through the politics, I don't know if you could rewatch this later and still get the same kind of like who's supposed to be represent what in the current state of America. I wonder if it's that. But I was just gonna say I really liked the show's take on like their equivalent to Captain America.
I heard about him,
It's
and it's I heard it's very fun. That's what we should do now. How many episodes of season one is it only like eight up? I'll look
they're
it
just
up.
long.
Yeah, but it's like I would actually watch it.
I mean, I still haven't watched Invincible. I've been meaning to watch that.
That's a fun one. Boy, season one. What is that like? Are these like an hour? Oh wait, I watched episode three. So I'm on episode four, and that was like I feel like a year ago.
The show's been around for a bit.
Yeah, so they're about an hour long, like eight episode. Like, are they all like eight episode seasons?
I forget. I want to say yes.
Which, why does it go to explore instead of going to the episodes, please? I want to see how many episodes are in. Yeah. So, if we wanted to, hey guys, welcome to how all our conversations go. If we want to, yeah, so they're all eight. So that wouldn't be like we wouldn't be spending the whole year if we wanted to do that, something like that. But welcome to how we talk of what should we do after this, way before
As
we
if we
even get
don't
close
art
to.
as if we don't already have stuff planned all the way through to the new year.
But I think that's. I think it's a curse. It's a blessing and a curse because we're like, okay, we get to like really brew on it rather than we're like, oh shoot, we got like four episodes left and we got to come up with an idea. But then we get really ex well, me get I get really excited for the idea, and then we're like, we got four episodes left. Let's crunch it all into 1 week so we can go do new thing.
Well, I
Which
thought you just wanted to crunch it all in because you said to
that
catch
yes.
guests.
Yes. No, it was. I realized as I said that, and then it's really close to what we're doing, and I'm like, that wasn't the purpose of what we were doing with Gravity Falls. Hey guys, I don't know. I also think it works really well for how where we're at right now, because we're just like,
I'm
we just
crocheting.
want weird. Is it
Sorry.
longer now?
Yeah. I've been
I
working on
remember you were
it.
telling me about it. I didn't know if you the sleep.
The front's longer, so it sits at a place that I like. And then this sleeve, I think I'm done with this sleeve. It seems a good length for my arm.
Oh.
Wow. I mean, I guess I could try it on as we transition out of. I've distracted you from the conversation of future plans. So, would you like to roll
Nope,
some
I am
dice?
going back to it because you brought it back up again.
Oh no. Would you like to talk about rolling dice?
How dare you tempt me with something that I also like to do? We already know you're going first, though.
Why?
You're
I didn't
gonna
complain
go.
today.
You're gonna go.
I've gone 3 weeks in a row.
In 3 weeks in a row. Yep. I don't know what
Oh, yeah, we were going to count it. Oh, shoot. I just realized we got to do those quizzes before next Saturday. So.
Oh, we're not doing them.
Oh, are we doing them live? Or?
I why are we? Oh, because we're recording on the Wednesday. I was like, what?
Yeah.
I was like, there's two episodes after this one. Why are we doing it already? That's why my brain was.
Yeah. Yes. So, any poops. Guys, we're going to roll some dice. We're finally after a 30-minute bant sesh. I hope you guys enjoyed it. You guys got a taste because we were like, we got to start right away because we both have to leave early. And then...
you have to leave early.
You told me you also had... Well,
I said I have plans, but they are not set in stone.
Neither is mine. I get there when I get there. But anyway, yeah, so we did our normal morning bant or pre-show bant live for you. I hope you enjoyed it. But now we roll dice because we're the biggest nerds in this call, and no one can argue against that. As we roll a d20 to find out who is going to explain what the dump happened this ep. So, rolling.
I rolled my dice. I'll wait for you to say what you got.
It makes a sound, like, I know we did that because you had digital dice and used to show it on the screen, but it makes it sound like I'm a huge dice fudger.
Well, some days you're like, I've rolled the dice 3 times, and I'm like, which number is the number?
I always say the first one when I do that. Okay. Like, I don't cheat. 15.
It is your turn this week. It's a three. This is never going to focus.
Yeah. It likes your mic too much.
Yeah, it's a neon mic. Bright lights.
All right. So, pretty much this episode opens up with a sleeping dipper. And it's all peaceful. And then all of a sudden, a face shows up in his face. Yeah. As it's Mabel just kind of has googly eyes on her chin as Mr. Upside Downington. And pretty much he wakes up and Mabel's like, guess what day it is? He's like, I don't know, something where we're too old to be doing this. And he's like, actually, it's a week. And then she reveals that it's a week away from their birthday. And they're all are like, sweet, we can do this. Where Mabel's like, I can start reading preteen and go to teenager or post preteen magazines. Which I realize probably saying teen magazines would get them into a copyright thing. And Dipper's like, PG-13 movies, here I come. And they're all excited for going to high school. And Warren's like, since we're girls, we become women. And they teach us about, you know what? Trigonometry? Oh, yeah, baby. Nerds. I do think, though, I would have done better in my last year of high school if I did trigonometry rather than statistics because the teacher didn't like me. he was one of those, like, old school teachers that, like, couldn't, but his teaching was like throw overhead on the projector.
Oh, and, nap time.
Well, he did that. So he's like, so this, and this, and then took it away in 5 minutes. And I'm just like, I didn't catch any of that. It didn't help that I was like in career math and this was college prep. And I'm like, I don't want a college prep for math. But yeah, so they say that, and then Stan and Seuss, they show up in their room where Stan's like, good news, only 1 week away from my senior citizen ponytail kid is coming in the mail, as he kind of reveals going through some things. And Seuss is like, and my grandma's finally allowed me to eat crackers on the bed. And I'm like, that? No. I don't want to eat in my bed. Oh, man. That, like, always bothered me when I shared rooms with, like, my brothers. Because some of them would, like, eat in their bed or in their room. And I'm like, stop. Eat out there. I think the worst was my brother one time brought, like, the whole, like, plastic jar of pretzels into the bathroom while he was doing a number two. And was eating them then, like, he came out and he's like, and I'm like, dude, that is disgusting. And then he's like, I don't see what's wrong with that. And my mom's like, no, that is repulsive. Like, why would you do that? And it's like, disgusting. It's like, those are your pretzels now. Little dookie fingers. Anyway. but anyway, they're all like reminiscing of the future. And they're all like, yeah, so they're all excited for it. And, yeah, we get to a shortened theme song, which means, hey, important episode. So anyway, after the theme song, I don't know if that's true. I always feel like, hey, we ran out of time in our 20-minute episode. So shorten the theme song. So Mabel is pretty much all going on, which is going back to, like, multiple times when she says, like, her and Dipper know how to plan the best birthday parties and, like, pretty much any party. And so she's, like, kind of, like, flashing back to them, those moments. And pretty much it's filling a pinata, doing all this other stuff. And Stan's like, hey, no. After the zombie incident, no more. I'm still finding the undead in the couch cushions as, like, he just lifts and finds, like, an arm. And, like, Mabel's like, but, hey, where are we going to go do this? And that's when Susie's like, hey, Gravity Falls High School, like, you're going to have a party there? No one's in there during the summer. And Mabel agrees. And I'm like, okay, that's good. As the house shakes and Ford's like, Dipper, my face is on fire. And Dipper's like, I'll be right back. Runs in, and as his face is smoke, like, just smoke is pouring on his, he's like, oh yeah, it was fine. I just said that so you come in here quickly. Where Dipper's like, but your face is on fire. It's like little smoldering cinders are just smokes coming off his face. To where I like this answer. Yes, it's much faster than shaving.
It's like, yeah, don't worry about it.
Mm-hmm. But yeah, so Ford pretty much goes on to tell him, like, hey, look, we have a very important mission, and brings out the dimensional rift that he has in the, like, in my head, I keep looking at it as a snow globe.
It looks like a snow globe.
Yeah. That'd be a cool snow globe.
I wouldn't want all that responsibility,
though. Well, I want a replica. That's got to be, like, on Etsy or something. But yeah, so he pretty much is like, hey, remember Bill wants this because he wants to open it up and bring in his whole universe and stuff. Just reminds me of the Disney Hercules movie where Hades just wants to free the Titans. Which I'm like, is that a real myth or is that just something? Or, like, let's make that up. Because learning a little bit about Greek mythology, I'm like, I don't think Hades would do that from the way that they interacted with the Titans. But anyway, Hop knows a lot more about that, so she can...
I don't think Hades has had that inclination in any myths that I've read, but, I mean, there's also a lot of different versions and translations and Roman and Greek.
Yeah, that's what I was about to say. I'm like, I thought, like, the way they spelled Hercules was more the Roman way. I don't know.
This but then is a complete... they call Hades, so.
Yeah. Well, what did they call him in Roman mythology?
And then Zeus is also not Zeus. And
called him Jimmy?
Pluto is Roman Hades.
Okay. Which is weird because, like, Neptune is Greek.
For the planets.
No, isn't there, like, an entity, like, one of the older gods called Neptune, and that's, he goes
no,
and
Neptune
does...
is Poseidon.
Okay. Who's that? I don't know. It's not that important. Plus, the story I'm thinking of is not... Just read your own mythologies, everybody, on your own time. We're on a mission. Just like how Ford is giving Dipper a mission right now, where they're like, hey, we gotta stop this event called Weirdmageddon. Hey, it could be a 3-part thing, but we gotta make sure we stop it. But anyway, so for people who don't... Oh yeah, by the way, just like spoilers for... I forget what we said. Spoilers for something, spoilers for this. For everything, which you should know, because we're like 4 episodes to the end of the series. Any poops. But yeah, so Weirdmageddon, and it's the first time we hear the term Weirdmageddon. Mm-hmm. Yeah, so pretty much Ford is saying, hey, we need to seal up the snow globe to keep the rift in there, because once we do that, I can't remember if he says now if it's like will make it impossible or extremely difficult for Bill to open up the globe. And he's like, hey, let's go do this. Let's move forward. And Dipper's like, what about Mabel? And Mabel's like, hey, it's okay. You go save the world with Grunkle Ford and I'll get us stuff. And Dipper, like, just judging from what we saw this whole time, is like, are you sure? And Mabel's like, yeah, no, it's fine. Like, we're going to be doing a whole bunch of birthday junk this whole week. So here's some walkie-talkies and you go do this. I'll do the party mission. Let's rock and roll. And Ford's like, yeah, cool, whatever. Save the world or save the universe. And Dipper's like, okay. And and so, yeah, they go and they are running out as we kind of cut to Gravity Falls High School. As Nate and Lee, they're like kind of messing with the line as sawdust inhalation drill at 8 o'clock and go fighting beavers. So, yeah, pretty much they're walking inside the school as Mabel's like, I thought you said this place was empty. As Wendy shows up, it's like, yo, hey, buddies, what's up? And they're like, what is everyone? They find out through a brief conversation that Wendy's like, it's school registration. And like Mabel's like, oh, wait, like, you experience more rom-com or wacky romp? And then they kind of just make fun of Disney High School Musical for like the next like couple minutes. It's like more teen horror movie. And it's just like classic at hard. Body just flat out turns against you. It's the worst and everyone hates you. As like we see two girls like just kind of growling each other. And then Thompson and Robbie is like, Thompson is just like, God, I can't do this. And Robbie's just freaking out, punching a bulletin board saying, my hormones are like a sweaty cage. To where here's the High School Musical call out. He's like, why aren't they all singing and following their dreams? TV taught me that high school was like some sort of musical, just like the movie we watched 2 weeks ago. And when he's like, TV lied, man. And then pretty much, I would do anything to go back to being 12. Now that I am 30 something, 34, I'm like, I'm just glad to be out of school. I'm like, I know some people are like, I wish I could go back. I'm like, no.
Oh, I did not peak in high school. I feel like I'm cool with where I'm at now. In high school, I was... I don't need that again. I should have had therapy in high school.
Get a head start. I don't know. I always like those stories when, like... where people like they go back in time and like where their consciousness or like all their memories go back. And like, I always enjoy the stories because it always gets to the point where it's like, the past is different than from a remember. It's like, yeah, dummy, because you made yourself the main character this time. but anyway, I'm like, I think if I was, besides making investment choices to make a lot more money so I didn't have to work, I want like a comic or a series where a person goes back in time, and I think the only, now I'm thinking about it, I think Erased is like one of the few where he's just like, I'm here on a mission, but well, a lot of them are like, they're here on a mission, but I'm stuck as child me and have to grow up. But I'm like, if it was me doing that, I'm like, as I said, besides making some investment choices differently, I would totally, just like remember all the like middle school, high school, and elementary school bullies, and I'd blow their minds because it's like I have the brain of a 34-year-old. Fear me, stupids. and then I would realize I've probably get in a lot more trouble, and probably do worse in high school, in all school. Like, just thinking about it, where it's just like, what's the point, man? This ain't worth it. Yeah, nah. I think I've gotten a lot more trouble. Like, not on purpose, but just getting into trouble. Anyway, so I think this is also the first time we hear Wendy's last name.
I don't believe so.
Isn't it? I don't know. I thought it was... We'll find out in the thing where it tells
revelations.
Us...
Yeah. I can check real quick.
Mm-hmm. I thought it was, But yeah, so. Excuse me. I could be wrong.
Do say Wendy's last name is Corduroy. I thought they had mentioned. I guess they just mentioned the Corduroy family at different points, but they never said it specifically Wendy's last name. Because I thought we already knew that, like, her dad's last name was Corduroy.
Yeah, it feels like it's one of those things that were implied, and this is the first time that they, like,
said the two, Wendy and Corduroy in the same sentence.
Yeah. And, yeah, so anyway, Wendy's just like, as everyone's laughing at her last name's Corduroy, which I'm like, that's not a bad last name. There's definitely a worse one.
Oh, no, I won't say this in the recording, because I don't want to... I'll message you. So I went to a murder mystery dinner the other night. Someone's last name, when they pronounced it out loud, it sounded like this.
You're just one letter or syllable off.
Yeah, we everyone at our table looked at each other like, that's one syllable away from, and they're like, yeah.
They're the murderer. Anyway. Yeah, so Mabel, like, tries to talk to, like, kind of gets all, like, frustrated or just disheartened of, like, her dream was to go to high school. And, but pretty much is trying to talk with Dipper, and it's just, like, she's like, I think I'm starting to not be as, like, yeah, pretty not looking forward to future stuff as there, and Dipper's like, I'm going to do a bad patch, and then pretty much they're not able to contact each other. And Susan's like, well, why don't we deliver some invites to your friends? So maybe that will make things better. And we was like, yeah, let's do that. And so we kind of shift perspectives over to Dipper, where it shows, like, pretty much he's trying to talk with Mabel and he's unable to get in contact with her. As Ford is very much like, hey, stop paying attention to that. He's like, we're going to go get pretty much the strongest adhesive that is on Earth that isn't from Earth. And he's like, extraterrestrial in origin. And he's like, then we're like, what are you talking about? And then we go back to pretty much a side profile view of where Dipper and Mabel fought Gideon at the end of season one.
Gideon bot.
The Gideon bot. On that random railroad bridge between, like, two cliffs, and he holds up a keychain of a UFO, like the traditional UFO ship, the disc, the saucer, and it, like, matches perfectly with, like, the cutout, the hole that's there. And Dipper's like, oh my gosh. And Ford's like, yeah, pretty much this whole valley. He's like, yeah, I'm pretty sure this whole valley was created by when this spaceship crashed here millions of years ago. And it's like, hey, but what's causing the weirdness? The spaceship or did the town attract the craft? And he's like, no. But
his catchphrase, the world may never know.
And he's like, well. And Dipper's like, well, where did it go? And pretty much, like, they're standing right on it as he pushes rock over, showing the entrance, and they're like, okay, be careful, this mandagun can rip the fillings out of a man's mouth from 100 feet, as he does not wait for any of them to back up, as he just shoots the metal hatch, and then they can go down into the place. Pretty much. Yep. And then it's like, not the Departed,
Descent.
Yeah, Descent. Whatever. Yeah, Descent. But yeah, and this is when Ford, reveals, like, hey, this is where I pretty much got all my stuff to build the portal. And as a Dipper, as I think most people, was like, mouth not work. And, so Ford gives Dipper a spare magnet gun and, like, Ford, reveals, like, hey, don't worry. All the UFOs are, like, anything under here is dead. Like, there's nothing going on. Like, me and McGucka came in here all the time to, like, take their tech and study their language. It's all fine. As, pretty much Dipper takes a selfie with some alien things. And is this when he kind of steps, past like a thing and it lights up? Or is that a little bit later?
I think it's a little bit later.
Okay.
Because he starts fussing, like he starts moving things around and like touching panels. That's it.
Yeah. So anyway, Ford does like a whole action sequence of sliding down this pole. It's like, hey, Dipper, you do it now with no instructions. He's like, Dipper's like, okay. And then doesn't. As we kind of cut to Mabel going to Grenda's house, and Grenda's like, yeah, cool, you're just in time for a 1 o'clock boar talk. and Mabel's like, that's awesome, but guess what? Birthday party, 13th, woo! And it's like, wait, that's the last day of the summer? And Grenda and Candy both reveal that they're not going to be able to show up. Grenda, because, what's his name? Marius is flying her out to Austria to hang out in his castle, or as she says, or whatever that week, and she's annoyed that he's so clingy. And Mabel disheartedly looks at the candy, where she's like, "My parents are sending me," sends her to music camp that time of the year, and there's no escape. And that's when Mabel's like, her heart is being crushed not only from the future but also the present, as her two best friends over the summer, one is, they're both going to be gone, and is also coming to the realization that neither of them are going to be there to say goodbye to her for the end of the summer. And as Marius calls this girl, just like, now's not the time. Mabel tries to get in touch with Dipper once again, she just gets static as we go back to them. As Ford's like, yeah, this place would have been heavily guarded, but everything. Yeah, this is when it's like, go ahead, press any switch and everything. And he starts pressing the buttons, and it cuts to like above ground as we just see this barn going like sliding back and forth as it falls like into a hole. And the farmer's like, looks to the cow and is like, Clara, did you eat my farm? it goes back to Ford and Dipper as they keep exploring. They're like, hey, we got to find this glue. Ford begins to ask Dipper like about what he thought about his future. Or Dipper's like, I really haven't thought. Not really. I haven't really thought about graduating. Mixed up with a high GPA so I can accept him to a good technical college, the photograph and media production minor. To start my own ghost hunting show. And it's like, okay, you have. So, Ford's like, pretty much goes on to say, hey, you remind me a lot of myself, but why don't you skip school and be my apprentice? I need someone to look after, like, keep looking into Gravity Falls as I'm getting a little bit too old. So I can show you that, and I can show you pretty much how to do that, and you can keep staying there. You can stay here and learn more. And Dipper's like, well, what about school? To where I think this is, it reminds me a lot of like kind of ancient world like school or like education, where Ford's like, I have 12 PhDs, your parents like, I can give you, like, I can teach you anything. And it's just like very much like following a teacher around,
apprenticeship,
which is what he calls him. And Dipper's like, what about Mabel? I always forget they're in California. Where they're from. California. From California, yeah. They're in Oregon, but are from California. And Ford's like, dude, she'll be fine. Like, she became pen pals with a pizza delivery man in the 60 seconds he was at the door. And Dipper's like, well, we've never been apart. And Ford is definitely projecting that, I think, a little bit of his own relationship issues with his brother, where it's just like, isn't it suffocating? Like, when you feel like it's something more, and different, he admits, he's like, yeah, it sounds like a dream come true, but I was tricked by Bill. Like, it's really interesting that everything he's saying is like also the same things that Ford did, except for operating the magnet gun correctly. As he kind of shoots the ground and picks up a like kind of this little metal puck, as this Ford's like, you found the adhesive, and they're like, oh, cool. I think they stepped and lit up the light earlier. I think that's when they first came down, because Yeah, I just didn't see it in the transcript. But Ford and Dip are excited as security droids show up, the orbs. And Ford is like, quick, fear's the mind killer. He pretty much says that, but with a lot more words. He's just like, don't be afraid. And And Dipper's like, I can't do that. And Ford's just like, follow my lead. And it's like, maybe not the best teacher. but yeah, so Dipper is unable to do that. And Ford pretty much protects Dipper as he takes out one with the blast with the magnet gun. And the other droid kind of sees Ford as a threat, grabs him, and then begins to fly away with him as Ford's like, dude, don't worry about me. Fix the rift. Like, you have the glue. Just do the thing. As Dipper's like, heck with that. And just throws the rift in his backpack and just starts chasing after Ford as he gets kind of sent into this thing. And they're like, dude. And Dipper's like, I don't think it's something. And trying to figure out what to do. And he's like, it's an automated prison droid. Like, it's sending me to, like, wherever I'm going, I'm not coming back. And Dipper is unwilling to accept that as he duct tapes the magnet gun on his arm as the security orb goes into, like, this little, like, kind of drone rocket and is about to take him out. It reminded me a lot of, like, the Lilo and Stitch thing where they throw Stitch in the back of, like, a little glass canister.
I can see that.
So yeah, pretty much the countdown happens as Dipper kind of finally gets the magnet gun to work as he gets stuck onto the ship, and he's just like trying to starts punching and everything to get rid of the free Ford, and at this point there was like he goes and like after punching it, like the droid like kind of goes and or the Yeah, the spaceship kind of goes into, like, evasive maneuvers, it feels like, as it kind of, like, barely scrapes through, like, the crack of the cliff, then smashes through the water tower, so no more graffiti. And, and like, through all that, like, Ford has no, like, safety things, though, him being knocked around, so he's unconscious, where Dipper's like, magnet pulse, where it works really well. But they're also, like, hundreds of feet in the air. And they crash, like, land into the woods where Dipper's like, okay, cool, I don't know how I survived. And he sees the unconscious Ford and tries to pull him out, opens up the glass and, like, pulls him out as another droid appears behind Dipper and begins to scan him. He's like, I'm worried, I got a magnet gun. As the droid just pulls out a bigger gun and it's like, oh yeah. And pretty much goes on, just like forgets fear and protection is his main goal now as he's like, get away from my uncle. And he's like, nothing's getting in my way. As the droid's just like, I don't see anything. And then shuts off. And at that point, Ford wakes up. To be like, dude, I thought I was dead. And so I was like, dude, the orb didn't detect any fear, and it was neutralized and, like, self-disassembled. So you're good. And like, they're all like, Ford is definitely proud of Dipper, of everything. And Ford says, like, this is pretty much... Like, it's confirming what he originally thought. He's like, dude, what other 12-year-old do you know think are capable of doing what you just done? Showing that he's never read a manga. So, so anyway, Mabel's sitting there, like, kind of all kind of sad and, like, just kind of depressed from the day. Stan's like, yo, what's up? And she kind of just shares of, like, how everything she was looking forward to next for her birthday is just like all falling apart. As Stan's like, yeah, no one likes getting older. He's like, I'm pushing 70, I still eat ice cream for dinner. And Mabel's kind of admits that, like, not doesn't admit, but shares that she doesn't want to say goodbye to Gravity Falls. Where Stan just tells Mabel, like, look, whatever happens this summer, you know you have your brother along with you. Like, he's never gonna leave you. Nothing's gonna change. And Mabel starts to, like, cheer up a little bit. He's like, yeah, I always have good old reliable. And then she hears over the walkie-talkie as it reconnects. And as she hears Ford saying, look, pretty much things are weird here, but you and me, we were brought here for a purpose. Stay with me, be my apprentice, and don't let anyone hold you. And then begins to cough. And Dipper at that point is just like, hey, right, I'll stay. And it pretty much cuts to Ford and Dipper saying that section as Dipper runs back into the room and all excited. He's like, dude, this was the best day of my life. And just like starts word vomiting like everything to Mabel as Mabel's like lying on her bed with her back to him, just like, and Dipper's like, are you okay? And turns around holding the walkie-talkie and just like, are you, tell me you were joking, Ford's apprentice, seriously? And Dipper's like, hey, this could be a big opportunity. And then Mabel just like says like, hey, this was the worst day of my life, turn 13, everything we love and know is like gone and everyone's leaving, and now you're leaving me too. And Dipper like almost takes like the diplomatic route, which is like, I'll still visit, we'll chat online, like we'll make it work. And Mabel's like, I don't want it to work, I just want summer to last forever. Dipper tries to go and comfort her and he's saying like, hey, things have to change, summer ends. It could be because I'm also found this like 3 hour long playlist of music that connects with Over the Garden Wall. And so it's like that line reminded me of like Over the Garden Wall. But fall ends. Where am I? Yeah, so but yeah. Mabel isn't ready to hear that, and she grabs a backpack and just runs out. And she like runs to the woods and she's like, well, only chocolate can cheer me up now. And she realizes she grabbed Dipper's backpack. And she's like, I wish summer could last forever. As we hear a familiar voice and just like, that might be possible. It's like, sweater, don't know, accepting any incoming calls right now. And person's like, Mabel, but it's me. And looks up to see Blandon, walking up, adjusting his camouflage suit. And just like, I can help. And like, Mabel, like a quick back and forth. It's just like, how can you help? What can you actually do? And Blandon's just like, well, you don't want summer to end, so I can help with that. And he's just like, it might be against the rules, but you once did a favor for me, so I thought I could help you out. And like says that there's a time bubble where it prevents time from going forward. Summer and Gravity Falls can last as long as you want. And I'm pretty much Mabel interested. He's like, look, all you have to do, and like on his wristwatch display shows the snow globe rift. And he's like, I just need this. And he's like, look, your uncle won't even realize it's missing. I just need it. And she's like, maybe Dipper has something like that in his nerd bag. As we go to Ford and Dipper, Mabel didn't take it well, and Dipper's like, maybe I'm making the wrong decision. I need to think about it. As Ford's like, all right, cool, whatever. Let's focus on the mission. Like, hand me the glue. Like, I got the glue. Let's seal the rift. And pulls out the birthday flyers, and he realizes that the bags are switched. Mabel pulls the snow globe out of the backpack, and is like, is this it? Hands it to Blandon, and he's like, just a little bit more summer. As Blandon's just like, oops, and drops the snow globe as it shatters, and Mabel's like, what? As Blandon begins laughing maniacally, and we realize it's not Blandon, it's the best character in the series, Bill Cipher, as he pulls off his goggles, which in hindsight is probably the only character that could get away with this, with the way the eyes change. Thinking about it, the mind possession, the brain switching carpet, like, foreshadows the whole thing of like real
checking eyeballs.
Yeah, the eyeballs, like, of who's in what body. Mm-hmm. I think I realized that, like, a little, like, an episode or two ago. But then it's just, like, I just remembered again. But yeah, so Bill, like, he, like, Mabel's like, wait, no, is like, yeah, yeah, whatever, snaps his fingers, he leaves London's body, Mabel falls unconscious as Bill, like, shouts, like, the gateway, the worlds have been connected, all the hype, let's rock and roll, as, the townspeople are looking kind of freaked out, rightfully so, as Dipper and Ford run out of the mystery shack, and Ford's like, we're too late, it's the end of the world. As the end credits is just Dipper and Mabel's birthday flyer sits on the ground as we hear the foliage, is that the right word? We hear the soundscape of lightning and screams as a helicopter is flying above. And thus, we are
in Weirdmageddon.
Yes.
Yeah. Woo! Yeah, this episode, like, last episode was like, hoo hoo, hee hee, we're going on a road trip. And they're like, and then we hit you with a bunch of emotions really afterwards. Because you have Dipper, who is like, maybe I found my meaning in life. And then Mabel's like, everything I know is a lie. Mm-hmm. Which lets her, and then Bill Cipher, of course, sees that as his opportunity to sneak in and get exactly what he wants. But we're finally at the part where D-Pain's like, I'm kind of just waiting for Weirdmageddon to start at this point.
Yeah, that was in our conversations. It's funny, like, watching this. Like, when you, I think the first time I watched it, it was like, oh man, this is cool and all these other stuff. But, like, knowing, like, Weirdmageddon coming, I'm just like, I can we just go there? Like, I understand you probably had to get to the 20 episode season, but it's like, I don't know. Like, I don't know. I guess the unicorn hair one was still, like, important. I don't know. I felt like the road trip episode could have happened earlier.
It could have happened in season one, to be honest.
Yeah.
Yeah, so let's go over some revelations this episode. So their birthday must be August 31st, 1999. At the time of recording, it's almost their birthday.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's a couple days away.
And if they were born in 99, how old would they be now? I don't feel like doing the math, so I'm asking you to do the math.
I was about to.
24?
What happened on August 31, 1999? The Dixie Chicks released their fifth album. Some dude retired. Somebody died. All right. I was just wondering, like, yep, 23. So they, in a week, they'll be 24. They would be part of Gen Z. Mambo Number 5 was the number one song in the UK.
Mm.
As Balamos, Ingres and Gales was the number one song in the US. What is this? Yeah, no, just watch on YouTube. What is this song? I'm pretty sure I heard this song. Yeah, I have heard that song. Dumb was like, what is it? And then I just cut to the chorus. It was not a leap year. Cool. It was a Tuesday. Yeah, so pretty much in a couple days will be 24. I just was looking up on this day. I didn't realize it was just going to tell me everything. But yeah, they're the Chinese zodiac of the rabbit, and their star sign is the Virgo. I don't know what any of that means.
Well, anyway, yeah. Let's see. You already mentioned Ford sets his face on fire to shave. We talked about Wendy's last name. Yeah, we learned Ford has 12 PhDs and that they go to the UFO. Yeah, nothing else. I think the only thing that's like a fun continuity thing is that Grenda is still dating Marius.
Yeah, and yeah, no, that'd be great. I was scanning through the series continuity as well, and apparently this is like the Grenda's pet iguana that appears in Double Dipper finally makes another appearance.
I would not have notice that.
It, oh, it was on her shoulder when they opened up the time. Or the time. The thingy.
I just mean I wouldn't have remembered the iguana was there in that other episode.
Yeah, Tyler me neither.
Tyler Cute Biker is seen as the mayor since he won the election. That's fun.
Yeah, Blendon still has the hair they gave him in Blendon's game. I totally forgot about that. I was I saw that and was like, he's got a mustache on his head. Yeah, so yeah, there's pretty much yeah, it's pretty much just like a lot of like one-liner things that that are kind of calling back to things. Apparently, End of Cryptogram says, "Did you miss me?" Which is Bill's lines from the sock opera.
Mm-hmm.
Which it's really not that complex of a line, but but yeah, it's Oh, and then in the cryptogram with all the end page stuff, let's see. It decoded says, the prophecy seemed far away, but we finally reached the day. Give up the past, embrace the strange, everything you care about will change. But yeah, it's, I feel like we're not, like, with this, I don't know, actually, next, I forget which episode. There's an episode when Dipper and Mabel... I think it's the part two where I think there'll be a lot of like continuity stuff.
Everything comes back. Yeah.
But we're not there yet. And, yeah, I can't think of, I can't really, there's a lot of like triangles in this episode.
Rightfully so, for your boy.
Yeah. But it's like the aliens, they're like, all their droids had like the upside down triangle. Mm-hmm. A lot of I think there's a lot of upside down triangles in the spaceship.
Okay, I didn't quite catch that, but I was also it was after me watching movies, so my brain was mediated out. I guess
I was planning on watching this episode last night, and then like I like looked at something on my phone, and then I'm like, okay, let's watch the episode, and then I woke up.
Does happen like that sometimes.
Yeah, that's kind of how I've been falling asleep this whole week, where it's just like, I'm like, all right, I totally blame, because I finally got past the part that I've been stuck in for years of One Piece in reading it. And so now I'm like, all right, let's go until I lose interest again. And then I'll be like, one more chapter, and then I'll wake up the next day and see that my phone has like 12% battery.
Uh-ohs.
So, but I woke up, which is the important thing. But anyway. So yeah, we're at the end of our time now due to actual time. I'm the one who has the real time crunch, but you know what? This is actually the length of a normal episode for us. And you guys got like 30 minutes of random book and whatever stuff.
Do you want to quickly say who we like this episode and who are the most?
Oh, yeah. I'm like, there's something I'm forgetting. So
let's not think about it too hard. Who's your favorite? Bill Cipher. Am I wrong?
Yeah, sure. Let's put him. I like when that dude shows up.
I'd say my favorite this episode is
Bill Cipher.
No, what's the one friend that they bully all the time, and he's like, I can't do another year. Yeah, I can't do another year of this, man. Most like this episode.
I would have to. I think I would have to say Ford, because he is like. He gets a thought in his head. He is so driven for like we got to get the adhesive. And then he's like, Dipper, we should do this. And it's like, he's trying to like slowly. I feel like I not purposely do that to this podcast and other projects where it's just like I get a thought in my head and I'm like, I don't know. I feel like I'm a little bit more willing to listen to other opinions than Ford is, but I'm like, I feel like I do that to Hop a little bit where it's just like thought, idea, go.
Okay, that's fair. I think for me, I was gonna say that I most like Dipper this episode. I guess that works out because you're like, I have idea, and I'm like, I mean, that sounds great, but I also have other things.
No.
But I also mean that I feel like I've had the crossroads with Dipper where people are like, no, just like stay here and like don't change and grow up, but Dipper is like, well, I have all these opportunities and I don't want to let them go, so I need to figure out what that means for me. I think ultimately in the end, I don't make the same like choices as Dipper.
Mm-hmm.
Like I think I basically made the choice of like being Ford's apprentice. Spoilers.
Yeah, it's well, Hop, I do have an opportunity. If you're interested, you would just have to put everything aside and we just go full time. I was like, why did you write my name? I forgot. That's what we've been doing. It's like, D-Pain, you're in trouble. What? To be fair, I feel like that's how that the podcast even started. I was like, hey, do you want to do this? And you're like, I don't know. And then we didn't really have, we had an idea. And then we did it.
And we've been doing it.
Yeah, so the podcast all started from Gremlin Grumbles and TFT. And now look at us.
Look at us now. But yeah, so that I don't distract you too much from your time.
Yeah.
For anyone who's made it this far, thank you. I know we rambled a lot this morning, but we appreciate you, especially if you listen this far. Leave ratings, reviews, share with people, like on YouTube, subscribe on YouTube, all the things.
I was about to say give us money, but there is no option to do that. Hey, Wawa. Sponsor, we will. We saw the I keep seeing the ad, the guy that you flew out from Michigan. Anyway, I don't know what we would do. I don't know what I would do if we actually got an email from them. But anyway, that is it, everybody. See y'all next time. Bye-bye.